This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Good can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We got the national championship tonight between Florida and Houston. Duke blew it.
Blew it.
Wow. Blew it, dude.
Shocking.
That's enough to make Cooper Flagg's draft stock, you know, fall to Miami.
Do you think he comes back for a second year because of that, or you think he's out of here?
The only team I would consider doing that is if it was the Wizards, because I don't. Who wants to play for that franchise?
Yeah, it's bad.
Who wants to play for that franchise? You know, but no, I think he's lock stock, ready to go, and get the hell out of Duke. It's too good. He's too good for that. But that'll get going tonight. 8:50 is what they claim for your tip off tonight. Congratulations to UConn, the women's, the Lady Huskies, back on top.
Wasn't even close. Holy smokes.
One of the great programs in sports history, the UConn women Huskies. So I'm not a big fan of Gino Auriemma. He's a bit unctuous for my liking.
That's usually what happens with winning.
Yeah. Paige, though.
Hmm?
Paige.
Oh,
fun to watch.
You know, seems like the perfect player to start the Miami Soul comeback franchise with, you know?
That's
when
right.
is expansion? Do we get expansion now?
Let's see. Like that typing?
You mean
pretty good, right? okay. I'm getting old expansion stuff here. Golden State Valkyries is starting in
Valkyries,
right?
Really?
We'll start playing in 2025, so we have to be after that.
All right. Well,
yeah, we're far.
Well, once we expand, we know we'll have Paige Beckers make a stink, get off the Valkyries.
Yeah.
And then Asia Wilson make a stink, get off the Aces. You know?
Wow, look at that. What a
just
duo.
You can take the strongest power couple in Miami. Imagine that. For a while, it was Carson Beck and Haley Cavender. We can definitely upgrade that.
Well, that didn't last very long.
Not very long at all.
That didn't last very long. Terron Armstead has officially retired from the NFL. He made his announcement this week at an event. So he has called it a career after 12 seasons, Leroy. The Dolphins now know that they are going into this year, although it seemed like they knew. They were just letting him do it at his little thingy thing. That they are going into this year with Patrick Paul as their starting left tackle. Are you nervous?
Not really. Like there's certain things he's going to have to go through. It's unfortunate that he wasn't able to get some consistent run so that he would have more of a feel of what needs to be done or how it needs to be done. I told you what I would have did. I would have played him at left guard right next to Terron.
Yeah.
And then just kick him out. But what he would learn is how to play with a left guard. He would learn how to, you know, attack these edge rushers and certain nuances of the position that Terron could show him because he's right next to him. And I think that's a lot of things that, you know, there's been a lot of offensive linemen who are really talented that they've put at different positions just to get them experience, knowing that in a couple of years they're going to move out. I mean, the one I could think of is when I was in Baltimore and they drafted Jonathan Ogden, he was a left guard.
Yes.
And then they moved him out. Like, it happens. Like, some of the things that I'm talking about when it comes to these offensive linemen is nothing new. But the one thing that I can say definitively, with all these young players, the only experience that you can get is by going through some of these lumps in actual games.
I
to just say, oh, he's ready. There ain't no way in hell any of these coaches know this guy's ready for the big stage because he's never done it.
That's totally fair. But what I would say is there's two things. One, first of all, he better be ready because if you're going to have another second round pick in the last 2 years that's not going to contribute to your football team, like if you want to talk about more indictments that need to be thrown on Chris Greer, that is one of them. The second thing is, as awesome as Terron Armstead is, I am exhausted by him as a fan. And that is this guessing game about whether or not he's going to play, whether or not he's going to be able, because you know he's not going to practice.
So you know, that might be something that helps the situation also with the offensive
line. I think so. I just think at some point.
Guys practicing together.
Yeah, I just think at some point it's got to be exhausting to play the game of can his knee dial it up for a week. And it literally was getting to the point where you're sitting here, and I appreciate him trying to put his body through it. As I've said many times, I hope Terron Armstead, somebody should have given him a golden hammock after this was all done, because I can't imagine how happy his body is that this is done, because he'd literally have games where his knee couldn't function anymore. But it just got exhausting from a perspective of, like, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Okay, he's out there. Is he going to be able to last? And then, you know, now, and just got to the point every time you got to Thanksgiving, you're like, yeah, this is over. We know.
Right.
We know it's not going to be the same for him. And it takes nothing away from his talent, but it's almost like the poster child for this 3 year span is Terron Armstead. It's like all the talent of the world, but it's built flimsy. It's like it's so it literally can be taken away like that. And so
it's
wish him all
about it's something about going into games as a coach in an organization not knowing, especially on this team, who's going to be able to participate. I think when one of the biggest things that I've told you about offensive line is continuity. When you look at all the successful offensive lines, go look at how long they've all played together. Go look at how many snaps they got together. And that is a sign of both consistency and being able to get them and coordinate with the offensive line, how you want things done, because you're teaching the same guys, you know, that way of doing things. When you have to move guys in and out and in and out, and a lot of times it wasn't moving guys in and out for failure, it was because of injury. And you get two or three offensive linemen, and now you're shuffling, and now you're shuffling, and now you're shuffling. If this team could get five guys to play 15-plus games together, it's going to look better. I'm telling you, it's going to look better.
How could it not?
And you're not, and it's not going to have anything to do with, oh, this guy's a Hall of Famer, or this guy's this. They're going to figure out how to play together. And I think it's something they never got an opportunity to do because of guys being in and out, hurt, and then Eichenberg.
Ugh. When's his retirement announcement? Can't just end the sentence like that.
That dude is going to play for 15 years.
Enough.
Because he has, I told you why. He has a skill set to where anybody is going to sign him. Now, he might not make a, you know, $20 million a year, but everybody's going to sign him based on this fact. He can play the three interior positions. So somebody's always going to have a guy like that, one or two guys like that on their team. You're always going to have those guys on the team.
Use that term play very loosely.
What do you mean?
He can line up at those three positions. Can he play them well? Everybody showed up for T-Stead, though. You know, it wasn't nobody showed up for his birthday party. Tua was there. Tyreek was there. Xavier Howard was there.
What a shocker.
Star-studded event.
Tua was at another party.
What do you mean, dude?
Another party.
He was at Tortuga this weekend.
Of course he was. Tortuga.
I heard TC and Dina B said that he was in the prayer circle for Jelly Roll.
Whatever, dude. I know this guy is doing whatever he possibly can to be out and about.
You know Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Only talks to God when he needs a favor.
Only talk to God when I need.
Hey, so. But it's April, dude.
Oh,
it's April now.
It was March before. It's April now. Then it's going to be May. Then it's going to be June. Then it's
okay.
Be
it's April.
Now,
but
now
he's been living it up this spring.
Let me tell you why things need to get ramped up now.
Yeah. Tell me, please.
Because you have minicamp the first week of May.
Not Tua.
You can't go in there, you know.
Nothing mini about
you got to do something by then.
I couldn't. He didn't look too chubby in the pictures this weekend, though. I will say, he didn't look like Boat Tua.
What, he switched over to the seltzer waters now?
I don't know.
on the White Claws.
Well, you were out on that beach. You're probably sweating.
Yeah,
you're probably sweating.
Yeah, a lot of that water was done.
He switched from beer to White Claws.
Although you're at a Tortuga. That's prime for a rum punch. Oh, yeah.
You know, I forgot Tortuga. Like, not only was this weekend, was on Fort Lauderdale Beach. I had to go to a wedding rehearsal dinner on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Got caught in traffic. Ludacris was kind enough to sing to me.
So
I was in traffic. I was like, oh, Ludacris and Tortuga.
Should I ask Boots on the Ground? Did Tua look fat?
Yeah, please. I need to know. I need to know because this guy has been partying it up. I've seen more.
Off season.
All right. It's off season. But
like, wait a minute. Let me ask you a
mini camp.
Here's what I would ask. I would ask you this question.
Yeah.
What could he possibly be doing now to make you feel better about the season in when it starts up in the end of July?
Whatever Zach Sealer's doing.
Zach Sealer's probably on an RV somewhere halfway around the country.
I think I saw on his Instagram he's in Maui. He's actually he's in Hawaii.
Tua should be in Maui, tapping into his roots.
What?
Getting ready to go back to work, dude.
I'm pretty sure Zach Sealer's.
So let me ask you this, Marcos.
Yeah.
What indication do you have that he's not working?
The fact that I don't see him working, and I see him.
So that's it.
What indication do you have?
If he's not putting it up on Twitter or Instagram, you're assuming he's not working.
It doesn't exist. What indication do you have that he is working?
Football. He's always worked.
parties. He's always partying.
No. Hey, if there's one thing we could say about Tua, he puts the work in to get better. Nobody has ever questioned his work ethic.
Last year was too much work. Got too thin.
Yeah, so, which was clear evidence that he was putting in work.
Again, Marcos, again.
Yep.
I would say it's April. A lot of these guys, I'm going to tell you.
Before it was March, now it's April.
I would get up early in the morning.
Yes.
Go work out and then go golfing all day. And I did that all the way up until May. And everybody was like, what is Leroy doing? What is he?
Yeah.
He's working out. Like, I don't care if you know. I got to get myself ready. So the fact that your complaint of Tua.
Yeah.
Being frog boy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, being frog boy. Not the Dolphins.
Yep.
Not the owner. Not Mike McDaniel. Not his teammates. As frog boy. Your only complaint to Tua is, I don't know if he's working out because he's not putting it on Twitter or Instagram.
Correct.
You know how ridiculous
there was
that
a lot. I mean, like in past years, there was more Tua workout material
because he was trying to make everybody feel good about
him. I don't
know
what he was trying to do. All I've seen this year is he's partying his ass off.
Seems like he was trying to secure that bag, and now that he has it, Leroy, want to talk about my evidence?
Oh, what are you saying? So without playing the game, you say he's already experiencing symptoms of fat cat syndrome?
No. I thought that when he was sleeping on the bench last game of the season, that was a good indication that maybe Garfield's showing through his uniform right now.
He had a big plate of lasagna. A
lot of lasagna going on there at the Tua household.
Maybe that was the whole point of being next to Jelly Roll. He's like, you're talking about me.
By the way, I've never felt so bad for a dog that bit me.
What?
Yes.
A dog bit you?
Dre, no. Well, you know, when you pet him, he like acts like a damn fool.
Yeah.
Right. If he sleep and you pet him, like he gets. But guess what?
What?
I want to tip my 40.
Whoa.
Dre's nuts.
Oh. Wow, man.
When he was on his way back, I asked Mel. I said, "Hey, how's he doing?" She go, "Listen, he was in the back going."
Oh man!
<Yeesh.
laughs> He just been laying around. And they have him on. Wait, so he can either have the cone, and the cone is funny because he goes and rams the other dogs with it.
Oh.
Right, it's hilarious. Or they put the bodysuit, you know, like the horses.
Oh yeah.
He has one of those.
He's got pants on, essentially?
He just looks like, he says, I look ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He just look up.
Oh, you ask Jay Fig, they like that, apparently. They love it. They love to get dressed.
No. That's not a nice little cute doggy sweater.
Yeah. Got a waist trainer on now at this point?
Took him out.
Dude, I feel so bad for him. He just laying around.
Hit him with that Bob Barker.
Like at the end of every episode. By the way, guys. It's like, what, Bob?
Spayed and neutered.
Take a break here on the program. Back with more after this.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Tua Tagovailoa hanging with Jelly Roll this weekend at Tortuga.
Yeah, I bet he is hanging with Jelly Rolls.
Hey. I told you, I'm happy if there's Fat Tua. I'm good. Fat Tua is a healthy Tua.
I don't know. There's only one good thing that can come out of this behavior that we're seeing this man exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to forget how to throw the ball. But if there's one good thing I can see is, like, maybe he's becoming, because he's always been a good boy. You want to talk about good boys. Tua's been a good boy. But now it kind of seems like he's like a bleep it attitude. That he's just,
I feel like he's had a little bit of that.
Yeah, but sometimes he gets.
You think he's in a situation now where he feels more comfortable with who he is and he can go about his business without having to prove anything to anybody?
I think that check helps, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
I don't think
it does.
He's given himself that right based off of his play. I don't think he has the right. You know, you win a couple games, you walk around like, oh, I could do this, but that check, though.
By the way, this started last year. Remember Sassy Tua, as Jay Fick points out?
Yeah, he's been sassy with, like, the media and the clapbacks and all that. That's gone on for a couple of years, I would say.
Right.
I don't really think that's anything new. We got a new guy here, though, which is Party Boy Tua.
Party Boy. Now he's...
Party Boy Tua is a different Tua.
He's full frat boy Tua right now.
He is living it up. You know, maybe probably didn't get to be a frat boy at Alabama with Nick Saban,
because
you know?
You know, he's always been the good boy, everything, but now...
Choir boy.
He's going through a midlife crisis. I think we're witnessing this right now.
Yeah, maybe.
A bit of...
Those two babies are probably exhausting at home.
True.
You know?
You know, and then he went straight to fatherhood. But now he's got their contract. Kids are potty trained. You know,
too much Bluey in the household.
Oh,
you know, you get sick of hearing.
Oh my God! Please.
You need to go blow off some steam. You go hang out with Jelly Roll.
That is some.
You're right.
Jesus.
Just had a cold sweat hit the back.
Please.
The back here. No.
Mom. God, it's like crack. It really is.
Speaking of Australia, by the way,
oh.
Alexander Volkanovski going to join the show in the final hour today. He is in the main event, UFC 314, Australian.
Ah.
He's Australian AF.
Yeah, he is.
Proud Australian.
Tough.
I saw he made an AI video on his Instagram of himself riding a kangaroo, shirtless.
Great.
You ever see those videos? I'm not sure if they're real or photoshopped, of like Putin riding a horse shirtless.
Yes.
It was him riding a kangaroo shirtless.
Putin said that actually happened.
Hmm. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say no. Speaking of Putin, Alexander Ovechkin.
Oh.
Putin's a fan.
Yep.
He's now the all-time goals leader.
Hey!
Congratulations to Ovi. Yesterday he scored the goal and slid on his belly like a penguin.
Yeah. Got lucky.
What?
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah. He's no Crosby.
I mean, I guess not championships. But.
By the way, we haven't even acknowledged Ovechkin.
I literally just did that.
Oh, sorry.
No way.
No way.
I did it again.
No way.
I need a minute.
-1.
No way, Leroy.
No. I was perusing at the same time.
You can't
sorry.
Do that, though. You can't do that. He just said he literally.
You know what the last thing I remember?
Yeah. Yeah, what's that?
Volkanovski.
Okay, which was right before it. So I understand.
I
understand where you'd think that. And then that led to AI pictures of Volkanovski on a kangaroo, which led to Putin.
And then with Putin on a horse.
And then that's when he just turned off. Because that's where Ovechkin happened right after that.
Yeah.
Well, like, I completely get it. Sometimes you get caught up with the perusing and you forget just for a second. What were you perusing?
I was actually reading at the time. Yeah. Tua dropped the Bluey and picked up the Johnny Walker Blue.
Mm. Oh, my God. Poor Tua. Poor Tua, huh?
What? Like, I just said it, though.
He did just say it.
I just said
it. He did just say it.
How did he not hear me say Ovechkin? Yeah.
No, I think
it, like, it had a whole lead.
I told you why. I started reading in the chat.
A minute,
yeah.
And I need to know what just happened.
I was reading the chat.
What do you mean, dude? This is the second time in three shows that you have ignored
I was reading the chat. Game Boy, my memory is not bad.
Well,
it's my attention skills that sometimes slip.
Hey.
Because, again, I was reading the chat and then went back. And he
got as far, by the way, as AI Putin. And then that's when it shut off. And, like, literally one more sentence was Ovechkin. Just one more sentence.
Yeah.
I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
All right. I'm turning off the chat.
Thank you, Lee.
Gosh.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. But we were giving him his flowers, although I did say he was no Sidney Crosby, which is the opposite of giving him his flowers. You got to admit, it was a
Wait, so you went with Sidney Crosby?
Yeah. I did.
Not Wayne Gretzky.
No, because, you know, that would be expected. Sidney Crosby pisses him off.
So, wait, where does Sidney Crosby fit with Wayne Gretzky?
Well, I'll get there eventually. But as soon as he gets there, I'll be like...
No, he won't.
No Kachuk.
No, he won't.
He's good.
Why are we talking about Sidney Crosby?
But he's no Matthew Kachuk.
Because he said that Ovechkin's good, but he's no Sidney Crosby.
I mean, it's kind of like a wins versus stats type of thing. Those two are always connected. Like, that was a long time thing.
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby won all the cups. Then Ovi won the cup, and then he went party mode.
Seen that before.
You want to talk about an offseason party?
Oh,
and Ovechkin won the cup, dude.
Yeah, but the only difference is he came back and had 40 goals.
Well,
he scores goals. He's always scored goals.
That's what he does.
But isn't that what Gretzky did, though?
I think in my mind... but Gretzky's how many cups does Gretzky have? Five?
Yes, five cups, I believe.
He's the great. I mean, he has everything.
Yeah.
He has everything.
Right. Is that the Jordan LeBron thing?
No.
No, because he has everything.
He's not, no.
Because LeBron has the stats. Jordan has the success.
Great. Right. But that's exactly
like,
what
but I will, cups. But I do like how Wayne Gretzky seems like a really gracious dude in all of this. Like, even somebody was trying to say, like, you know, doing the errors thing, and he goes, he's like, the goaltenders are better than they've ever been. Like, he gives nothing but praise to this, like, this era of hockey. You know, like, he did that with Barkov too, because I don't think I've ever seen a goal better than that. And I feel you know, like, I saw this week, there's already a clip of Shaq saying, like, Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren, he'd make them quit. Like, there is a difference in how Wayne.
It's weird because with Shaq. Shaq said he never had problems with tall guys. It's the guys that were smaller than him that he had problems with because of where when he leaned back on them. But I'm like, yeah, but here's the other thing, Shaq. What if they put you on the top of the key and took you off the dribble or shot a three over you? Like, you got to go in and out of the paint. You ain't never had to go into the perimeter like seven-footers have to do now.
They never should have him go to the perimeter, though. Never.
Right. I understand that. But he would he ever be close enough to Chet and to Wemby on the other side?
I mean, if Wembanyama would grow up and stop trying to shoot threes, like, you know, he maybe would put up even bigger numbers. Like, he's trying to be like some version of Kevin Durant.
All that is great. But what I'm saying is Shaq said he would fold them up. But on the other end, you would never be close to him. They're not just going to go back to the basket against you.
I think he would fold them up.
I think he would fold them up.
You
them
think
up.
So?
Yeah, I think really he would do. Fold
Especially
them up.
Especially like first or second year
You don't
Lakers.
Think like, so I'm not saying early in Shaq's career when he would run, right? But I'm talking about middle Lakers Shaq.
Nah.
Where he could run, but he was much bigger.
He was, but that was the most dominant Shaq. Like, that run of teams was ridiculous.
But that was bigs played in the paint era.
I think he would have done fine, dude.
No, I'm not saying he wouldn't have done fine. I'm just saying basketball is different now, and that Shaq, they would pull Shaq out to the perimeter and make him have to guard guys out on the perimeter.
Take a break here on the show. Congratulations to Alexander Ovechkin. We celebrated you like nobody else could. Leroy's game balls, game pucks, and game bums are next. It's time to gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. And Leroy Horde will hand out his game balls and game bums when he gets here, of course. In the meanwhile, Jennifer, she's got a giveaway for you guys. J-Fig and her pup Scooby have a 4-pack of tickets every day this week to Bark at the Park when the Marlins host the Nationals on April 13th. That's a Sunday game. And it's also Scooby-Doo Day. If you guys want a chance to win, keep on listening to our show for details. You win yourself a Scooby-Doo. It's not Scooby, J-Fig Scooby jersey. It's the Scooby, Scooby-Doo. But maybe she could get that jersey and put it on Scooby at Bark at the Park.
I believe it's pronounced.
Are they gonna sell like Scooby snacks?
I'm sorry. No. Wait, what is it pronounced like?
Ruby Roo.
That's a point. It's Scooby.
Really? That's my best impression.
I'm gonna make you an offer.
It's terrible. Just a little bit better.
So if you guys want to go to Marlins and Nats, Bark in the Park Sunday, keep listening. We'll give away that 4-pack when J-Fig arrives.
Yes.
In the meanwhile, Leroy, who gets your game balls and game bums this week?
Yep. All right. Got to give a game ball to UConn, right? All year they've been kind of hanging in the weeds. Nobody thought they had a chance with, you know, USC and UCLA and South Carolina and Tennessee and, you know, all these teams, you know, making a run. And they dominated the whole tournament. So, like, kudos to them. Like, 12, is that their 12th title? Are they all with Geno? All 12?
I assume so. I'm assuming so.
So it was amazing. Like what they did to South Carolina, who was supposedly the most dominant team the last couple of years, was amazing. Just dismantled them.
All of them.
All of them. My game bum.
Bum.
Goes to Duke.
Nah.
Bum.
Come on, dude.
Come on, man.
Come on. Like, And truth be told, they still had to, Houston still had to make all them damn shots.
Sure did.
So it was like, I didn't know whether to look at it as, uh-oh, epic fail, or uh-oh, epic success. Because even when they stole it, they had to throw it back out, make a three. And there was a lot of things that had to happen, and they all happened at the same time. But the starting point of that was for 2 minutes of basketball, Duke forgot how to play basketball. I mean, they couldn't get the ball in. They were dribbling all over the place. Like, it was crazy how it happens so fast. And, you know, we say, like, with the Heat over the past year, it's been a slow, drawn-out thing, like a whole quarter, right? And I would always say, hey, when is somebody going to recognize, hey, guys, we've only scored 8 points this quarter. Let's go. It happened so fast with Duke that holy smokes.
All unraveled for him, dude.
All unraveled. And they're also game bums because they made me lose my bracket.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Tonight at 8:50 p.m. is
9:30.
Is Florida and Houston. This is my least favorite championship of all championships.
Really?
I find it weird it's on a Monday. I know the national championship sometimes on a Monday, too, for football. I hate it. It's always
But they
late.
Alternated because of the women.
I get it. I don't like it. Did the women?
Because the women go Thursday, Saturday.
The women were in the middle of the
day
yesterday.
I mean, the women go Friday, Sunday. The men go Saturday, Monday.
Yeah, I understand. I understand the schedule of all of it. But the women play at a normal time, which is in the middle of a Sunday. And the men, they're like, why don't we put it at 9 p.m. on a Monday? And I'm just like, no thanks. I'm out.
But that Super Bowl is getting later and later on Sunday, too.
Perhaps. But one thing I know is I'll be boots on the ground focused on the real prize, which is Heat Sixers.
Heat Sixers, you struggled to name a starting five for the
76ers. I couldn't name a starting five. I barely named two.
You've gone to some interesting games as of recent.
What do you mean?
Has it been the Hornets, the Wizards, the Sixers?
I went to the Ja game.
Okay. No, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
I went to the Ja game. But yes, yeah. I don't go to a lot of weekend games because I'm busy. My son's got jiu-jitsu and flag football on Saturdays. It's hard for me to go.
No, for sure.
And also, Saturday Miami games.
Oh,
yeesh.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not anybody could go to a good weekend game against Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
You go to the real games when you're old Tobes, Heat Sixers.
Real fit.
To see where the Heat will lie in the play-in. I totally forgot this game was at home, by the way, too.
Oh.
I was asked, like, hey, are you coming on Monday? I was like, oh, I thought that was in Philadelphia. Yeah, I guess I'll be there.
That's kind of how this season has gone.
I thought that there were only one, I thought the only home game left was the Wizards game. But no, there is a game. There is a game tonight. I will be there. Boots on the ground.
It is crazy how you could be at home for 2 weeks except for 3 days, and then you go back-to-back on the road for, like, New York and then Detroit.
Yep.
Right? Like, you have the craziest back-to-backs. And then you come back home, or my favorite is you come back home for a back-to-back, and the other team has been here for 2 days.
That was annoying, being in Boston, and then you got to take on a Grizzlies team that was just resting here. That was stupid. Did also mention that Tyler Herro missed that game on Saturday. He was out with a quad contusion, I believe, or thigh contusion. And that was only
on them thigh pads, baby, like Kyle Lowry.
Only his fourth missed game of the season, but the Heat winless without Tyler Herro. They cannot win without him. So they hopefully will have him back tonight. Andrew Wiggins spoke after the game and made it seem like he was going to come back in the next couple of games. He said he was hopeful he was going to come back in the next couple of games, dealing with that hammy.
I thought if he were injured, you didn't talk.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. He spoke.
So that means maybe he's coming back sooner than we
Yeah, it is an oddity. You're not wrong on that, Leroy. And especially he spoke after the game. That was an oddity that he did, but I don't know. They don't really practice, so there's no other time for him to speak. But yeah, he spoke and said that he says, this is a new thing for me. I usually like to play throughout the season a lot of games. Being hurt sucks.
It does, dude. It does, because you can't give people the answer they want because your injury does not have a schedule, right? And so you try to soothe people, and it's pretty amazing that a lot of times you don't know. Like, he might get up in the morning and feel better, go to the gym, shoot a jump shot, and realize he's not close. And there's nothing you can do about that. They just have people say, you know, people telling you what the injury is, but that's not how your body's feeling. So I sympathize with some of these guys that, you know, get hurt and just think they're going to fight through it, and it doesn't work that way. Now, there's the other guy who, you know, there's a lot of guys in the league, especially in the NBA, that miss games with injuries that make you give them a little stink eye, right? Like, Jimmy would miss games, bubble guts.
Yeah, not according to Steve Kerr, though. He missed one game this year, and he's like, I'm not missing any more games, Steve. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
All right.
What does that feel like? Is that still that new car smell?
It feels like Jimmy Honeymoon.
Because I got to tell you, what is he averaging, 14, 15 points?
I'll find out.
And I would say this also.
I think it was 17 the last time I checked.
17. Okay, 17. Name a number one on any other team that averages 17 points.
Maybe it's not number one. He's with Steph Curry.
No. I'm saying when he was with the Heat.
He didn't average 17 points with the Heat.
All right.
17 complaints. 17 missed games every quarter.
No, he missed more than that.
No, I'd say 17 before the All-Star break, 17 after the All-Star break.
Not this year.
Not this year.
Did he play, when was the last time he played more than 60 games in a year?
Probably His first year with the Heat?
Right.
Yeah. Last time he played 60 or more games. Well, I mean, not too far away. He played 60 in 23-24, 64 in 22-23, but every other season before then, other than 2016, it was less than 60 games.
This game this year a bit of an asterisk because he was suspended for a lot of them.
Yeah.
And with the Wizards in his 26 games, he has averaged 17.2 points as well as 6 rebounds. And look at that. This graphic here says he's still a big baby. Look at that. Stats don't lie.
I don't know, but you always seem to find the stats that speak untruths.
Yeah, he's averaging 17 points. He is shooting 46% from the field, which is pretty low for him. He's normally around like a 50% shooter around the from the floor.
I don't think he's playing like as the years have gone by.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten farther and farther away from the rim for whatever reason.
He's still getting to the free throw line a ton. That still hasn't gone away. That's the one thing. Like that's always been his kind of that's been his superpower. He is great at getting free throws.
Yeah.
But didn't help him last night, did it, dude?
Yeah.
Hey, don't hey.
Can I tell you, are you petty watching?
Of course.
Or are you?
Of course.
Okay.
I'll tell you. There's only two teams that I'll root for the Warriors against. Okay. If they get to the finals, I will root them. I will root for Jimmy against Boston because I can't root for Boston, and I will root for Jimmy against New York because I can't root for New York. I just can't. I can't do
that. That is the only circumstance on this earth.
Yeah, I just can't.
That you will root for Jimmy.
I'd probably just turn it off, but I can't do it. I can't do it. But as I told you, like in the whole process of it, like I found it hard to root against him and hate him. But when he pulled that move of like sniveled off the court, I was like, "That's weak sauce, dude." You didn't shake the hand. Everybody was having a love fest after the game. Wiggins and all the broskies and Steph Curry was dabbing a bam, and everybody was lovey dovey. And you were like, "Big face coffee, punting left."
So I'm still wondering because there's a lot of people that felt Jimmy was this guy before that, and you're just coming around to that.
Well, right? No, but here's the thing. Yes, I know that he was difficult behind the scenes. I know that whole deal, like all that stuff was said, but he always said, and that wasn't truthful, "These are my guys. I don't hold anything against my guys." Well, very clearly, you did, and they hold it against you. And that's that. Now, I'm not saying that Jimmy Butler stinks, and do I think the Warriors could do something in the playoffs? Yeah, I think they could. They got Steph Curry, and Jimmy Butler's very good in the playoffs, and Draymond Green's a great defender, and Pajemski's killing it right now.
Killing it.
So, I think there could be certain teams. Are they going to beat OKC? No shot. But we'll see. It's also a very, very cluttered conference. There's a lot of good teams right now in that West. Houston's defending like animals. Denver's got the Joker, and they always kill. They always kill the Jimmy Butler. He can't beat the Denver Nuggets. Like it like never happens. I think like this last one that they just got, that was the first time Jimmy Butler's beaten the Nuggets. I don't know how long, but they don't beat them. Minnesota's coming on. Like it's a stacked conference. Not easy. Not easy for them, dude. So we'll see. But that definitely left me like, all right, that's how it is, huh?
Can we nickname him Play-In Jimmy if they only get in the play-in?
If you want to.
Okay.
That's good. Instead of Playoff Jimmy, Play-In Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, he needed Max Strus to save him in the play-in 1 year.
Look at that.
Right! That's what I'm saying. Like, wait a minute. While we sit here talking about, playoffs, Jimmy gonna turn it up. I'm like, we needed you to turn it up there. We had to rely on.
But then he had the greatest first round series I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, take a break. Lots to get to. Lots of headlines. Lots of shenanigans. Alexander Ovechkin, all-time leading scorer in the NHL.
Did you know that?
Yep.
Wow.
back after this.
Let's not forget to talk about Alex Ovechkin.